Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today, in a follow-up video to my last video on Boris Johnson resigning from the House of Commons, I would like to do a short video on the arrest in recent days of the former First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, otherwise known as Wee Jimmy Cranky, because she looks like Wee Jimmy Cranky so much, and why this has happened and what it says about modern Scotland. And again, as I argued with Boris, with what we are seeing, I think, is evidence of the general decline in IQ. It ultimately can all be underpinned by that, but let's thrash out what's happened and see why that is the case. Now, with regard to Nicola Sturgeon, what she is being accused of and what her husband is potentially being accused of and what various others are being accused of is basically the embezzling of Scottish National Party funds, the hiding of money, the embezzling of money for their own interests and for the interests of the party. Now, why would this happen? Why would this happen? Why would it come to light? Now, before I look into that, I'd like to say that I'm wearing currently what we might call my Aberdeen University gear. This is the Aberdeen University tartan. As I understand it, you're only supposed to wear it if you are a graduate of, or if you've attended, the University of Aberdeen. The first time I ever experienced, I guess what I would call racism, was in a pub in Aberdeen it must have been autumn or winter 2002, or possibly going into the winter of 2003. And I was there with a friend of mine who was a fellow PhD student in the Divinity Department. And of course, I was from London, but have developed this accent. And he was from Manchester. And we got talking in this pub, which was by the law courts. I can't remember the name of it. To these various people. And one of them, a woman, a middle-aged woman, eventually asked me directly, why are you here? Why have you come here? And I said, I'm here because I'm at university here. I'm doing a PhD at the Divinity Department at the university here. And she said, but why are you here? Why are you up in Scotland? Why don't you go to university, in your own country? But she had no problem with my friend from Manchester, who was obviously from Manchester. She didn't ask him that question. She asked me that question. Because I represented, I guess because of my accent, a certain kind of Englishness which she didn't like and which she resented. And this is central, I think, to Scottish nationalism. The Scottish nationalism, as it currently is currently constituted, is basically just Anglophobia. And it was interesting when there was a speech in the Scottish Parliament and Nicola Sturgeon, back when she was First Minister, said, everyone's welcome in Scotland, everyone can be Scottish, and some Conservative piped in, unless you're English. And there was this, how dare you say that, withdraw. Well, why would you react like that with such fury, with such cognitive dissonance? The answer is because, of course, the Conservatives in Scotland had hit upon something. When I was in Aberdeen, I did campaigning for the Conservative Party in, one of the general election 2005? And the people that were campaigning commented, the Scottish National Party, they are a very nasty bunch. The essence of Scottish nationalism is essentially being bitter and angry and hostile to the English and resenting the English because they see the English as unjustly in charge of them. And wanting to, which is not really true, if you think about the huge degree to which Scotland is overrepresented in Westminster, the degree to which we had a kind of Scottish Raj that was running the country about 25 years ago. But even so, that's how Scottish nationalism operates. It's a nationalism, a left-wing nationalism, and a nationalism of a small country fighting against the bigger country, the bigger overlord. That's how they present it. And therefore, it is a nationalism of bitterness. And left-wing research on those that are on the left in general has found that those that are on the left, are compared to those that are on the right, are relatively high in neuroticism. A big part of what makes them left-wing is just envy. They feel this negative feeling of envy very strongly. They feel it's just wrong that other people have more than them. and therefore they virtue signal about their about equality and about harm avoidance in order to attain power and in order to attain resources. But what really is motivating their desire for whatever they do is just envy and the feeling that they don't have as much power as they should, the feeling that they're left out, all of these negative feelings. And that's what you have in general with the left, but that's what you particularly have, I think, with Scottish nationalism. And what this can lead to is a second notion which was found in studies to be associated with leftism, which is a kind of instrumentalism, the view that you are so certain of your own righteous cause that the ends justify the means. And what this can in turn lead to, if you are high enough in negative feelings, if you are neurotic enough, if you are high enough in envy, high enough in anger, high enough in resentment, is it can overwhelm reason. It can overwhelm intelligence. And if your intelligence is not high enough, then it will be easier for these negative feelings to overwhelm the intelligence and to cause you to do things which you shouldn't do and to make mistakes and cause you to be caught out. And this is what I think we are seeing with Nicola Sturgeon and with the whole corruption scandal. I'm not saying she's guilty, but this is potentially what we are seeing with the whole corruption scandal at the moment. If you have a society of declining intelligence, which we know we do from numerous Woodley effects that you can read up in my book, At Our Wits' End, Why We're Coming to Listen to What Means the Future, we know reaction times are getting longer. We know that per capita major innovation is declining. We know that colour discrimination is getting worse. We know that IQ is going down on every level. Every measure you can think of, we're getting less intelligent. What you have then increasingly is a society of low social trust, because people that are intelligent are more able to trust people because they can correctly ascertain whether or not they're going to get conned. If you can't trust people, then of course, you may as well, if you're low IQ rather, then you may as well trust nobody because you can't ascertain whether or not you get conned. So you end up with low trust and only trusting people who are similar to you, including people that have similar beliefs to you, which creates groupishness and cliquishness and the idea that us in this group, we're the only good people and everyone else is bad and therefore bad things can be done to them and we deserve more. We can take things because we're the ones that are good. Secondly, then, as related to this, you get an intense hostility to outsiders. The Scottish National Party have instituted various nationalistic policies over the years. They say horrible things about the Conservatives, horrible things about Southerners, horrible things about the Conservatives within Scotland. Hostility to outsiders. Outsiders deserve the punishments they might get. Outsiders deserve to be treated cruelly or whatever. The third thing that then develops with low IQ is a kind of arrogance. That you to some extent, you do not correctly anticipate the consequences of your actions. You think you will get away with crime, but you will not. A more intelligent person will be more aware of all of the variables involved and will understand to a greater extent that he is not very likely to get away with this, that somebody will see through it. A less intelligent person and a group composed of less intelligent people will be less able to see that. And so therefore, they are more likely to be caught. Another factor that you get is just low altruism, because low empathy, basically, because if you're more intelligent, you're better able to put yourself in the position of somebody else and work out what they might think. In the absence of being able to do that, again, you are more likely to get caught for a crime and you are more likely to just behave in a corrupt manner, because you are less likely to intuitively understand the negative consequences for everybody, the society, including yourself in the future, of creating a corrupt society. So you just get more and more corruption, including political corruption. Related to this, you just get more and more immoral decisions. People that are low in IQ are basically bad at ethics. They think of themselves. They do not think of the group as a whole. So therefore, this militates in favour of corruption, and you get more and more of a sort of justification, a self-righteous justification of your own criminal or your own immoral actions, because as a person that is low intelligence, you just don't think of anybody else other than yourself, or at least your own group. And finally, you just get the making of stupid mistakes, and these mistakes, of course, get caught out. And so if you take all that happening together with the neuroticism that I suggest is inherent in the Scottish National Party, the strong feelings of envy and resentment and entitlement and the feeling that we're morally better than everybody else and the feeling that the ends justify the means and all this kind of stuff, then you can see how what you would end up with is at the very least the whiff of corruption, and that it would go on to the extent that you have the former First Minister and her husband. And some would argue, by the way, that the fact that the First Minister and is married to the chief executive of the ruling party is itself kind of corrupt, because it's a marrying, a literal marrying of two aspects of power. But anyway, you get what we have seen, and you have this Anglophobia, and you have all of this kind of stuff. So that, I think, is why we, Jimmy, that is the background. That is what, to me, makes sense of what is going on in Scotland, of why Wee Jimmy Cranky has been arrested, of why her husband was arrested, of why various others involved were arrested. And it's fundamentally can be put down to declining IQ, because it's in the context of declining IQ that you start to find that politics is a dirty game, that because there's no trust and nobody believes that the other side is there for genuine reasons. And so therefore you get the opposition coming into power and arresting the last government and whatever. You get a movement towards a corrupt, very unpleasant politics. And that's what we're seeing in America. That's what we're seeing in England. And that's what we're seeing even in Scotland. So, yeah, I hope that makes sense of it.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!